mace. There are three types of tumis that come out from a mace. Rashi says, tumis harbe or porshis min a mace, could go in kezayis bos. A lot of different types of tumis come out of a mace. Either you have the kezayis of the bos, the shedra, the backbone, the gogolas, the skull, yesh lechosu, vuba tumis, mortavetzen. So he says like this, sholos tumis prushis min a mace. Shtayim b'chol achas, and there's a lot of them come out, but the avalok is like this. Shtayim b'chol achas, u'shlishis ein behem. Two is by all of them, and the third is not. So as you said, all of them have two tumas shameis, means oy magomas, all these cases, all these tumas that come out from the mace have both tumas magamasa, without oil. Oy maga v'yoyu b'lemasa, or also has maga and oil without masa. Oy masa v'yoyu b'lemaga, v'yashlishi ein bo. Like a lot of them don't have all three together. By regular mace, there's almost all three tumas. There's maga, masa, and oil. A lot of them, though, only have two out of the three. They don't have all three. Now, v'yoyu b'lemain, these are the ones. Rashi v'yoyu b'lemasa is ha-gimul ha-porshas she-ha-mishpat hazeh noig bo. There are three things that come out from the mace that have this halacha, that only two of them apply and not all three. What are these three halachas? Mole tarvud rekev. If you have a spoonful of rekev, that's like when the mace starts to disintegrate and you have the dust inside his coffin. So if you have a spoonful of that dust, the Torah said that's also like tumi mace to it. Or else the yetzim kser, you have the bone of a mace the size of a barley. The golel v'doifik. Or else if you have the girl of the earth, that's like the coffin itself. The girl, I think that's the top of border, top of the mace. And the doifik of the sides. Rashi says, girl is the kisa at the top of the coffin, helion, tashnes nala mace. Doifik zeh daf and itamitsidah, that's the sides of the mace. So these three things, even though they have tumas and mace, but they don't have all three halachas. They don't have tumas maga, masa, and oil. So like this. What are the halachas? Mole tarver rekev. If you have a spoonful of this dust of the mace, metama b'masel oil. There's only tumas masi be carried or tumas oil, but the ain't metama b'maga. There's no tumas maga. Why the heichin magoi imachas yeah. Because there's no tumas maga. Why? Because when you touch it, you don't touch the whole thing. Like it's dust. Each particle is a piece by itself. So you're not touching the whole handful. You're only touching the out part of the outside of it. By regular kezayis of a mace, it's one piece. So when you touch that one piece, it's called you touch the kezayis of a mace. You have tumas maga. But over here, the dust, every piece is a piece by itself. And it's not possible to touch the whole kezayis of it. Therefore, there's no tumas maga. The heichad maga, where is there tumas maga? Imachas mehem, that's efsim kesera. What did he say? Heichad maga shesho mace, biachas mehem, b'chol achas melu hashtayim ha-nesoris. Yeah. But where is the tumas maga? The other two have tumas maga. There's by girl of a doifik and by etzim, there is a tumas maga. Now, the next halacha. Etzim kisir, we have a bone of a mace the size of a barley. Metama b'masa b'maga. It has tumas masa to be carried, or if you touch it. But if you ain't a metama b'yel, there's no tumas oil, but etzim kisir, that's the halacha. That's the halacha of Moshe Sinai. The maga mas islay b'loy oil. Salachu mash misinai. Veichin oloy. Where do we have tumas oil? Imachas mehem with the other ones. With the other two have, one of them is oil. Now, goyimu b'doifik, what tumas does that have? The sideboards and the top board of the coffin. That's what Rashi learns. Tintayiz learns it means the matzevra on top. But Rashi learns it means the coffin itself. So it's mitama b'maga b'yoyil, if you touch it, or if you're in the same oil. But v'yayna mitama b'masa. There's no tumas masa over here. Rashi says he's not sure. Rashi says it's lawful mashmitsini, it's good. But Yachim Silk and Rashi says he's not sure. How do you know this? To say there's no tumas masa by Golub Adoifik. That's what it says here. There's no tumas masa by Golub Adoifik. Ve'echad maso, where is there a tumas masa? In Echad Mem with the other two. Skits out of these three special halachas, each one of them is missing one of the three halachas of tumas mas. Now the Mishnah says, "Kul yis nevelo, kul yis asheretz." If you have the thigh bone for from a behemoth that's nevela, or from a sheretz. So the Mishnah said a chiluk, whether there's a hole inside the bone that you could touch the inside marrow, then there's a tumas maga and masa, and if it's sholem, if you can't touch it, then there's no tumas maga, no tumas masa. Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, b'nevela soi, v'loi b'kul yistuma. There's only a tumas nevela if you touch the nevela itself, and not if you touch the closed bone that you can't touch the inside. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu nikvi, if there's holes in the bone also, maybe still there's no tumma to it. Talmud, the pasuk says, hanagei yitma, that if you touch it, you do become tumma to this bone. So we dash it like this, es she'efsha liga tumma. If there is even a small hole in this bone, that you could even put a hair inside it, so it's possible for you to have your body touch it, then you're tumma just by touching the bone itself. But the she'efsha liga, but it's not possible at all to touch the marrow inside. Now here, the bone of a nevela has no tumma. By nevela, it has to be basar hanevela. So it's only the marrow inside that's called basar. So if it's iyef sheliga, if the bone is complete, that you can't get inside to the marrow, so then tor, then there's no tumas magu, then there's no tumas masa. Omo le'rim zeh le'bayis, I'm zeh, so back to Rabayim, elameyativ, so, te'heima bi'oiro le'tetamei, when you have this skin around the animal, there should be no tumrida, because the skin itself has no tumma. It's only the boss, and he can't get to the boss either. So he shouldn't be tummy. I should close the mashal hirsh with the cloud. If he didn't skin the animal yet, there should be no tummy. You can't touch the boss. Samara says, Puk chazi, go out and look. Come in the kovim yesh, but no, there are plenty of holes in the animal. As she says, the mouth, the chaitim, the ears, the eyes. So it's possible to touch. The zinch is possible to touch. Even though you touch now the outside, you also have a tumor. All my labor of popular rovo elamiyat. If so, kul yo vechalbo letetamo. The kidneys, kul the kidneys, the chalbo has a fat all covered over it, letetamo. And also, you shouldn't have a tumor of the kul. You can't get to it. Samara says no. Tochazi kama chutu mishoch memenu. There are a lot of strands that come out of it. A lot of fibers run through it. So also, it's called it has holes through it. Rashi's BMC, so if you hang both, that's called meat. So if you could touch the meat itself, therefore there could be, you'll have a tumas maga. Boy, Rashi has a shot like this. Chisha volel lemaikva. You had in mind to make a hole in the bone. You had in mind to do it. But, volel nikvi, you didn't get around to do it yet. Maho. Mechusa nikivu ke mechusa maisa dami. Since lemaisa, you didn't pierce the hole through the bone. So lemaisa, you can't touch the marrow inside, it has no tumor. Maybe no, since you had in mind to pierce a hole through the bone, that alone is enough. So Gemara says, Poshto mechusa nekiva lavka mechusa maizam. He was poshto nechnam, it is metama. As long as you had in mind to do it, even though you didn't do it yet, that's not considered like a mechusa maizadami. So it's still called as if there will be a tumas maga soon, and since there will come a tumas maga, nechnam, even right now also will have a tumas maga. Now the Mishnah says, Beitzas HaSheretz, the yeg that comes out from the Sheretz, Hamrum Kemis, it was something formed inside the yeg, Hamrum Kemis, means like there's a Sheretz being formed inside it. Rashi says, Yesh Sheretz Shumato Beitzim, Tzav Yatov Chaymit, there are certain type of reptiles that they give off eggs. Hamrum Kemis, Rashi says, Shinola Berfreyach, so like a baby inside the egg, started to form already inside. So lochu is teira. Right now, if you touch the egg, still you tor. Rashi says, while if it's yesh liga bo, it's not possible to touch the afroyach, the kid inside. Mikfo, let's see, you make a hole in the egg. Kol shu, no matter how small you make a hole, then tamei. Then yes, then by touching the egg, you become tamei. Rashi says, gafa pish le noga, ele shashayma matziya tumma. The shayma takes out the tumma. Well, since it's possible to touch it, the tumor comes out. Akvor shechetziv bosa vechetziv adoma. Let's say you have an akvor over here. You have, let's say, a mouse. Half of it is flesh, and half of it is earth. You have such a mouse like that. So, hanagei bebosa tummy. If you touch the bosa of the flesh of it, your tummy. But adoma, if you touch just the earth of it, is tor. We have Yudah, Vida says, no, Yudah, no, af hanagei bebosa tummy. If you touch the earth, that's the opposite size of the basar, that also is metame you. Rashi says, Yesh menakfor shein apor vrogala miyatz menetz medam, it's created from the dirt. Kashpa mshos, and this has part of it has dirt on it. That's the machlokes, if you touch the dirt part, do you become tummy or not? Tanakama says no, and Yehuda says yes, even if you touch the yadoma on the opposite side of the flesh, you'll also become tummy. So turn around one like this. The pasuk says, Hatneim, the unclean ones, Vidashim, Larabis, Betis Hasheretz, comes to include even the egg of a sheretz, Vakuvius Hasheretz, whereas the bone, this we had before, the bone of the sheretz, also has tumor. Yochla would have thought to say, I feel Lerikma, maybe any egg is tummy, even though it's, there's no baby, there's nothing formed inside it. Tamla, the pasuk says, no Hasheretz, it says no Hasheretz. That Mas Sheret Shirokim has to be formed already after they took a Sheret Shirokim, only if there's a form that they're going to froyach inside the egg. Yochlai would have thought to say, I feel Lenikri, even though it's not pierced, there's no hole in the egg yet. Talmud Lemon, the Vosik says, no, Hanagay Yitma. So we dash in Hashem, Shaliga Tomei. If it's possible to touch it, you do become Tomei. Yes, Shiyef Shaliga, if it's not possible to touch it, then Tor, then you remain Tor. Now, the Kamani Kibosa, how much of a hole do you have to make inside this egg to say it's possible to come Tomei? Kuchot HaSara, no matter how small it is. Why? Shef Shaliga, Kuchot HaSara. It's possible to take one of your hairs and put your hairs in there and touch it, and that will be Metamiyu. Since it's possible for you to touch it, now it has Tum even just touching the outside of the egg. Now it says the Mishnah Chiddush here, Akfor Shechet, you have this mouse. The hair is dirt, the hair is flesh. I'm not sure, but Levi. It has to be though that it was mashritz. The whole length of it was developed already. The whole length of this mouth has to be formed already. Shishritz is pnei kulei. And he could master some learn this afeifa. If you do aimer af on a geya, but the mitzvah touch the dirt, shekneged bosa, tummy. On this, I'm Meshua ben Levi, who shishritz al pnei kulei. It has to be like those sheritz was formed already. Not the pshat is now it's in the middle of being formed, like it's being formed, half the flesh was made, and the other half is the dirt, but it wasn't formed yet into flesh. That's no, that wouldn't be tummy. We're talking about the whole form was done already. But it stays this way, so that if you touch the other side, the dirt, you become tummy. Now, man di masnu reish, the one learns the reish, the koshke, for sure in the sefer. But man di masnu la sefer, then the sefer where you're touching the dirt, there you're only tummy if the whole thing was formed. Our race at the beginning, after God Lahishrus, could even though it wasn't formed completely yet, so what? But the mice, if you touch the basa part, that is basa of a sheretz, and that would be metamiyu. It's only when you touch the adama part, that has to be completely formed. But if you touch the flesh part, then the mouse, Shemayani, and hear from here, Afilu Akfor Shabiyam, even an Akfor, it's in the sea. Sheshmay Akfor's name is Akfor. It also has a tumor on it. The din was a sword like that. Timur Bechuda. The Torah said there's such a thing, there's a tumor by a chuda, by a weasel. The Timur be Akfor, the tumor by a mouse. Machu just like the weasel, min hagodra loritz. It only means a type that grows on the ground. Maybe Akfor, the same thing as a mouse, is only min hagodra loritz, something that grows on the ground. And that's something that grows in the yam. The other source, no. Like Klachaber Zu, go to this way. Zu Timur Bechuda, the Timur Biachver. Here there's a tumor. They both have a, there's a tumor Bechuda in the weasel, a tumor in the mouth. Machu, just like the weasel. Kol Sheshma Chud, anytime it has the name of Bechuda on it, it's Tomei. Maybe Af Akfor, same thing by Akfor also. Kol Sheshma Akfor, anytime it has the name of an Akfor, Af Akfor Shebiyam, Sheshma Akfor. Maybe even the Akfor is in the yam, as long as it's called an Akfor, it's called a mouse, it also should have tumor. On this Talmud, the Pasuk says, Aloritz. Mashma, the sheretz is only tumor, the ones that grow on the ground. But the one that grows beyam, they don't have any tumor. So Moses says, that's true, E Aloritz. Yochel Aloritz, Yitmo. Maybe then the sheretz is only tumor, it's on the ground, on the dry land. But Yorod Liyamas, they go down to the ocean, Laiva would be tummy, maybe. Talmud, Mr. Pasuk says, no, it says Hasheretz, Hasheretz. It means kol mokim shesheretz. Any place that was creeping, allowed tumor to it. So therefore, even though it's beyond right now, but since it was created on the Yabosha, it would be tummy. Or maybe not that Reyel Hasheretz, Maybe kol ha-mashrit yitno, shein mashrit lo yitno, that's the pasuk, go to Yaakov, shechete bo, shechete bo, domo, shein pov rov, dinu. Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll stop here. We'll do this tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here.